And now the KWGS local news at 8:31. The U.S. Secret Service is warning states about a Nigerian crime ring trying to defraud unemployment programs. Oklahoma is among the states where there's already evidence of a breach, and the Secret Service says many fraudulent claims are using the personal information of government workers. Matt Stewart is the HR director for the Oklahoma Alcoholic Beverage Laws Enforcement Commission, or ABLE. He warned staff on Friday about an extraordinary number of claims against the agency.
To date, we have received 104 fraudulent unemployment claims made against the ABLE Commission. 15 of those claims use the identities of our employees.
The Oklahoma Employment Security Commission has so far identified more than 11,000 false claims. A busy legislative session at the Capitol has come to a close for now. After overriding a number of vetoes from the governor, approving a measure making it easier to sue abortion providers for wrongful death, voting to fund the governor's Medicaid plan, and passing a bill that would strip power from cities and counties during public health emergencies like the COVID-19 pandemic, the Oklahoma House and Senate adjourned on Friday.
Members, you've heard the motion. The House would stand to adjourn until call the chair. That objection. That's the order. House is adjourned.
Lawmakers did not adjourn completely, though. They were advised by leadership that they may need to come back to the Capitol as early as this week to override any further vetoes by Governor Stitt. The number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Oklahoma rose above 5,300 over the weekend. The death toll stands at 288. Texas County is the new hotspot after an enormous outbreak at a pork processing plant there. With nearly 700 cases, Texas County, in the panhandle, has the highest per capita infection rate in Oklahoma. Beautiful weather today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Highs are in the upper 70s and lows overnight in the upper 50s. Rain is possible to return on Thursday. Right now, fair skies, 59 degrees in Tulsa. I'm Chris Polanski, KWGS News.